Order! Continue, Ms. Garner.
With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day.
Objection! My credit card doesn't earn double miles on every purchase.
I object to your objection. With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase.
Order.
And right now, earn 100,000 bonus miles when you spend $20,000 in your first year.
I'll allow it.
No further questions, Your Honor. Well, just one. What's in your wallet?
Limited time offer. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
At Vision for Less, it's just the right price. Two pairs of glasses start under $40 and two pairs of progressives start under $80. Using insurance? We accept over 1,000 plans and using your benefits is as easy as 1, 2, 3. No insurance? No problem. We've got glasses to fit your budget. It's just the right price. Only at Vision for Less. Right glasses, right price, right now.
Order! Continue, Ms. Garner.
With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day.
Objection! My credit card doesn't earn double miles on every purchase.
I object to your objection. With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase.
Order.
And right now, earn 100,000 bonus miles when you spend $20,000 in your first year.
I'll allow it.
No further questions, Your Honor. Well, just one. What's in your wallet?
Limited time offer. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Way as well. It's third down and 10. Four-man rush. Breeze hangs in the pocket. Throws wide, wide open. He inbounds is the question. Smith for the touchdown. Traquan Smith. With the Giants. Murray is the back. Breeze again. Great protection. Throws. And that will be caught. That's Adam Troutman for the touchdown. The Saints backs up Breeze at second down and 10. Breeze under pressure, throws, and reaching for it is Emmanuel Sanders for the touchdown. Bring the fullback in. You got Kamara. Alvin seeks the end zone, and he's in there. Another touchdown. It's all yours. Second and goal. Catch is made. Josh Hill for the touchdown.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of the NFL Wrap-Up. And that audio is courtesy of the National Football League and NBC Sports. And if you don't know, you definitely know now. That was the New Orleans Saints, of course, Drew Brees. Just the Saints offense and defense, offensively and defensively, they put the beat down on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Sunday Night Football in Week 9, winning that game 38-3. And what you heard was that audio right there of Drew Brees throwing four touchdown passes in that contest. And I've got to tell you, we've got a lot to get into in recapping some of Week 9's most important games, and also we'll preview Week 10's most important games. And I have an interview with Carolina Teague. She is the co-host of a program called The Sports Dime, which airs on a radio station in San Antonio, Texas. We're going to talk about her beloved Chicago Bears. She is a native of the Chicago area, so we're going to talk about the Bears' loss to the Tennessee Titans, and also going to touch on Nick Foles and also the Bears' Monday night game against the Vikings and so much more. So, man, a lot to get into on this week's edition of the NFL Wrap-Up, and let's get right to it. We had Thursday night's matchup between the Green Bay Packers and the San Francisco 49ers. It was all Green Bay. The Packers would go on to win 34-17. Meanwhile, in the Midwest, we had a showdown between the Baltimore Ravens and the Indianapolis Colts. The Ravens would go on to beat the Colts 24-10. Also, a great showdown continuing in the Midwest at Arrowhead Stadium between the Carolina Panthers and the Kansas City Chiefs. Christian McCaffrey returned. And him and the Panthers, they gave it all they had, but Patrick Mahomes and the crew, they came back strong as the Chiefs would go on to beat the Panthers. Final score, 33-31. The Buffalo Bills continue to shine bright. Josh Allen put up some big points, throwing multiple touchdown passes as the Buffalo Bills would go on to beat the Seattle Seahawks, 44-34. Meanwhile, out in Texas, a classic rivalry between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Dallas Cowboys. Ben Roethlisberger was hurt for a minute. He was able to bounce back, and the Steelers were able to hold off and win a close one to beat the Cowboys 24-19. This is the Steelers' first 8-0 start in franchise history. The future is now between the Miami Dolphins and the Arizona Cardinals. Tua Tagovailoa going up against Kyler Murray. It was a great one, but in the end, Tua and the Dolphins lead the desert with a win. Miami would beat Arizona 34-31. The Sunday night matchup, it was built. It was hyped up between Brady and Breeze. It was all bite. It was all bark and no bite. As Drew Brees and the Saints handled their business, Brees had 4 touchdown passes. The defense showed up, shut down Tom Brady. Antonio Brown had 3 catches in his debut. It didn't matter. New Orleans beat Tampa Bay 38-3. And in Monday Night Football, the New England Patriots took on the New York Jets at the New Jersey Meadowlands. Joe Flacco started for the injured Sam Darnold. Did good in the long run, but a fourth quarter interception in the late moments of the contest helped New England get ahead. Cam Newton was able to get his team out in front. Nick Folk kicked the game-winning field goal, and the New England Patriots were going to beat the New York Jets on Monday Night Football, final score 30-27. And those were your most important scores from Week 9 in the National Football League. All right, now let's get to the top 3 storylines. I'm going to start off with one of the teams that I mentioned earlier, the Miami Dolphins. The Dolphins have been playing some great ball the last couple of weeks. Tua Tagovailoa, in his first career NFL start 2 weeks ago, pulled off the upset. They beat the Los Angeles Rams. Now we have to find out, was he really for real this time? And he had to prove it against a tough Arizona Cardinals team. And he showed up and he showed out. But not just Tua, but the rest of his team. The Dolphins have been playing some decent defense the last couple of weeks, and their head coach, Brian Flores, is a candidate for the league head coach of the year. If you want to talk about coach of the year candidates, I got to put Brian Flores at the top, and then also you could put Mike Tomlin from the Pittsburgh Steelers. Currently, Buffalo is the cream of the crop in the AFC East right now, but Miami is right behind Buffalo. We need to pay attention to Miami because Miami could be a wild card team. I mean, after all, they've added another playoff spot this year, so who knows what could happen with the Dolphins. We could see them in some in very important games down the stretch, and it's going to be interesting to see what Tua does as well as the rest of his team moving forward. My next storyline is going to be the Chicago Bears. Again, so much hype has been put behind the Bears since Nick Foles became the starting quarterback early in the season. They still cannot get it done offensively, whether it be from the pass protection, whether it be from running game. They just can't seem to get it done. We know Nick Foles is a solid quarterback, but in order for him to succeed, he needs pass protection from his offensive line, and he just can't get it done right now. And we saw it all collapse when they lost a tough game to the Tennessee Titans. Chicago, you know, I'll touch more in about the Bears with my interview coming up in the next segment with Carolina Teague. But Chicago is one of those proud franchises, and right now in the NFC North, Green Bay is the cream of the crop in that division right now. Detroit is so-so. Minnesota has been on a 2-game winning streak as we speak. So the Bears, if they want to get it turned around, we know what they can do defensively, but offensively, they've got to get it done. And Nick Foles has got to step up and show why he was the Super Bowl MVP just a few years ago. And for my last storyline, I want to talk about the NFC playoff picture. Right now, as of this moment, as of right now, the New Orleans Saints are the best team in the NFC as of right now. But we know that the NFL doesn't just stand for the National Football League. It also stands for not for long. And not for long will you be at the top of your division or be at the top of your conference. Currently, this is how it works. This is how I see it. I know the AFC, we know who are the top 3 teams in the AFC right now. Kansas City, it's Pittsburgh, and then there's Baltimore. And then also waiting in the wings, you've got Buffalo, and then there's Tennessee, and then you can add Las Vegas to the mix and either put Miami in there as well. But the NFC, it changes every week. Right now, New Orleans is the best team in the NFC right now. But the following week, it could be Green Bay. Another week, it could be Seattle. Another week, it could be the Rams. Who knows who it could be? The NFC is top billing right now. It's still anybody can grab it. Even Philadelphia can still get it. It does not matter. The NFC playoff picture is really, it's been wide open for almost a decade now, and that's what makes it so great, whether it be the NFC South or the NFC West or even in the NFC East that hasn't been so good for the last couple of years. There's still so many talented teams, and it's so wide open. Anybody could take it in the NFC. The playoff picture is intense, and, you know, we're just getting started. We haven't even approached the second half of the NFL season. Chris Collinsworth once said the second half of the season doesn't start until after Thanksgiving. So after Thanksgiving, we're going to find out how the playoff pictures are going to be looking, particularly in the NFC. All right, that concludes segment one. Coming up next, I have an interview with Carolina Teague. She is the host of she's the co-host of a program called The Sports Dime, which airs on KLUP AM 930, The Answer in San Antonio, Texas. I'm Ed Robinson. Thank you so much for listening, and you're listening to the NFL Wrap-Up.
Order! Continue, Ms. Garner.
With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day.
Objection! My credit card doesn't earn double miles on every purchase.
I object to your objection. With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase.
Order!
And right now, earn 100,000 bonus miles when you spend $20,000 in your first year.
I'll allow it.
No further questions, Your Honor. Well, just one. What's in your wallet?
Limited time offer. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Order! Continue, Ms. Garner.
With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day.
Objection! My credit card doesn't earn double miles on every purchase.
I object to your objection. With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase.
Order!
And right now, earn 100,000 bonus miles when you spend $20,000 in your first year.
I'll allow it.
No further questions, Your Honor. Well, just one. What's in your wallet?
Limited time offer. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that, hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhpp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. At his tone.
Order! Continue, Ms. Garner.
With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day.
Objection! My credit card doesn't earn double miles on every purchase.
I object to your objection. With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase.
Order!
And right now, earn 100,000 bonus miles when you spend $20,000 in your first year.
I'll allow it.
No further questions, Your Honor. Well, just one. What's in your wallet?
Limited time offer. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Finished a load of laundry, dropped the kids off at daycare, hit the gym for a quick workout, stopped by Mickey D's to grab some breakfast, got to work before my boss did, and it's only 9 a.m. meal.
There's a meal for every morning on the McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu. Bundle a sausage biscuit, sausage McGriddles, McChicken biscuit, or chicken McGriddles with any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for $2. Prices and participation may vary, cannot be combined with combo meal.
Calling all carriers. Schneider's new Freight Power app makes it easy to find and book reliable loads instantly, so you spend less time hunting for freight and more time hauling it. Download the Schneider Freight Power app today. Available now at the App Store and Google Play.
How's your driving? Like right now? Are you the one texting, putting makeup on, eating a chicken wrap, merging without a turn signal, or going 50 in the fast lane? Or are you the one watching your blind spot, keeping your hands off the phone, turning smoothly and going easy on the brakes? Because if you're the last one, you're a perfect candidate to save money. A lot of money. At Root Insurance, we care about you and how you drive. While other insurers put more weight on your age, zip code, education, and job, we know the most important factor in determining someone's risk on the road is how they actually drive. Sound simple? That's because it is. Here's how it works. Root uses the technology in your smartphone to give you a rate based primarily on how you actually drive, which means good drivers could save hundreds. So if you're a good driver, Root is for you, because we're all about you and how you drive. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details. We're all different, and that means we each drive differently. That's why Root Insurance is all about you, your braking, your turning, how much you drive, or how little. Everything you're doing behind the wheel to make the road a safer place for all of us. Root focuses on what really matters, your driving. In fact, that's the number one factor we use to give you a better price. You, that's what matters. Download the Root app today. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details.
Put them on the scoreboard, and they flip it out to Montgomery, who loses the ball. It's picked up by the Titans. And it's the newcomer, Desmond King, who's going to run it in for the touchdown. Desmond King, who was acquired in trade from the Chargers this week. And it was Simmons who knocked the ball away from Montgomery. And he ran the rest of the way. Flag is down, however. Penalty flag down, and a celebration in the end zone.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of the National Football League and Fox Sports. That was Desmond King from the Tennessee Titans scoring a fumble return touchdown in Week 9 of the 2020 NFL season as the Tennessee Titans beat the Chicago Bears in Week 9. I have a lady that's coming on now that is a native of the Windy City of Chicago. She's a Chicago sports fan, loves her Bears, and we're going to talk about the Bears game against the Titans, also what's coming up with the Bears, and also some other players on the team. We want to welcome the co-host of a program on 9:30 a.m. The Answer. We want to welcome Carolina Teague to the program. Hello, Carolina. How's everything?
Hi, I'm doing good. Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
No problem. I thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to come into for being on the program. So again, you are the co-host of a program called The Sports Dime, which is on a local sports station, a local talk station in San Antonio. We're going to get into that in just one moment. But you are a proud native of Chicago. You grew up on the city south side. So I want to talk about this game against the Tennessee Titans. Give me your highlights and lowlights of this game.
The highlights for me for the Chicago Bears were absolutely nothing. The only thing that was a highlight for me was watching the Tennessee Titans absolutely dominate on the field. The Titans defense is not necessarily the best defense in the NFL, but they did look like a very strong defense that evening against a very meek Chicago Bears offense. The Chicago Bears offense converts only 34% or a little bit less than that of its third downs, and they're ranked dead to last when it comes to offense. So there was absolutely nothing that stood out to me that showed me that the Chicago Bears deserved to win that game. All of the points were mostly done during garbage time. Everything that was put up throughout the end of was towards the end of the game. And it's really frustrating to me to see how the offense is for the Chicago Bears. Their offensive line, there was a ton of people, or there was four people who are not on their offensive line listed simply because of either injuries or illnesses. However, with that being said, the play calling for the Chicago Bears and Matt Nagy has been a huge disappointment, and a lot of people blame Mitchell Trubisky for the woes of the Chicago Bears for the season. But now we're starting to see, after a three-game streak, you go against the Saints, you go against the Titans, and once you see them go up against really tough teams, you start to see that the issue isn't necessarily the quarterback. It's more so of the offensive play calling. So that's really been exposed for the Chicago Bears this season. That was my biggest takeaway from that Titans game, was that the Chicago Bears offense has finally been exposed, and you cannot deny that the offense is a huge, huge problem, especially with a great defense.
Rightfully so, Caroline. I took a lot from that as well. And we're going to segue into the next topic, which is the Bears' offense. In the Titans game, Nick Foles passed for 335 yards, and he had two touchdown passes. We're going to get more into Nick a little bit later, but I've been disappointed by this Bears' running game this year. Of course, we know Tariq Cohen is out for the year. David Montgomery only provided 14 carries for 30 yards. He suffered a concussion in this game and won't play in the game against the Vikings, but receiving-wise, Allen Robinson has really been one of the few bright spots on the Bears' offense, and followed by Anthony Miller at 5 catches. Jimmy Graham had a touchdown. So tell me, we know about all of the issues offensively for the Bears, but can you give me any, maybe a positive note that you got from the Bears' offense in this game against the Titans?
To ask me to say something positive for the Chicago Bears is like asking me to deep dive for a needle in a haystack. There's hardly anything that I can say that is positive about it.
Right.
The only thing that I could say that's positive is that when Nick Foles finds his bright spot, like, he really, really finds it. And that is something that we do see. I would say the bright spot could potentially be going back to Mitchell Trubisky, but the Chicago Bears have already made a statement that they're not going to go back to Mitchell Trubisky. Plus, he's out with a shoulder injury. So even if they wanted to choose to go back to Mitchell Trubisky as their starting quarterback, it would be impossible because of his injury right now. But a part of us, as people who follow the team really closely, are starting to notice is that, you know, why was Mitchell Trubisky benched in the first place? He did fairly decent for the first three games before he was subsequently benched, and then Nick Foles took over. Nick Foles has had far more turnovers overall than Mitchell Trubisky. I mean, of course, Nick Foles played more games, but his lack of, not, I wouldn't say knowledge on the field, but it just shows that he's all over the place. And one thing about Mitchell Trubisky to me that stands out is I feel like he is the scapegoat of the offense of Matt Nagy. So I do feel like, you know, I apologize to all the people that, you know, we're saying that Mitch Trubisky is not the main issue, and it's starting to show the cracks in the system. So I think the positive thing is that, if I had to lump that all up, is that now the offense sees that they have major problems, and Matt Nagy made a statement that he is going to look at options on how to improve the team, and he's starting to look at himself. I think that's the most positive thing, because a lot of people who follow the team closely, they know that Matt Nagy is very hard-headed and does not want to make adjustments based off of what people are telling him, you know, via media or papers. And now he's starting to open his eyes to the fact that he may have to make changes within himself or ask for somebody else to make the offensive play calls in order to have a successful team. With the changing offensive line and the changing people around the team, he's not able to adjust his plays accordingly. So that's the positive thing, is that he's willing to change that.
Let's stay with making changes for a moment. Has the front office been involved in trying to get Coach Nagy to make changes, such as Virginia Hallis McCaskey and Ryan Pace? Have they been taking a proactive role in trying to get Coach Nagy to make changes in the offense, or are they going to leave it up to Coach Nagy to make decisions in terms of the offense?
I feel like they leave it up to Coach Nagy, and I don't see any evidence of them trying to interject, you know, like a Jerry Jones, if you will. I'm trying to see, you know, how they can make improvements on the team. I know that Ryan Pace has been under a microscope because of the decisions that he's made as far as obtaining offensive talent on the Chicago Bears O-line. I mean, they have a tremendous defense, but then their offensive line is a stark contrast to that. I don't think that the higher-ups have anything to do with it, and the reason why I say that is because in a few years ago, before they implemented John Fox into the Chicago Bears team, they knew that they were not able to effectively build a strong team on their own after George Halas passed away and Virginia McCaskey took over, the McCaskeys had basically run the team down to the ground after 1985. And once they had hired Mark Trestman, and Mark Trestman totally blew up the defense up after they got rid of Lovie Smith, they actually hired somebody who is not part of the organization, who actually helps them with being able to hire the right people for the job. So because they're self-aware that they cannot hire, or that they are not able to make decisions to make a Super Bowl team themselves, and they had to hire outside help, I don't see the top of the organization making those decisions for them, because I feel like there's a self-awareness in that aspect.
All right, fair enough. We're going to get back more to the quarterback situation in just one moment. But I want to talk, of course, Chicago, known for defense. They're their nickname, the Monsters of the Midway. And this is the new Monsters of the Midway, of course, with Khalil Mack and Roquan Smith, also Akeem Hicks and Danny Trevathan, also Eddie Jackson and Kyle Fuller. Just kind of give me your take. I know, again, the Bears wound up losing to the Titans, but just kind of give me your take on the performance of the Bears' defense in this game.
I love the way that the Bears defense is. I mean, just overall, I think there comes a point where I feel like there comes a point for the defense when they start to get tired. This is a great defense, and now there's an expiration date on this great defense. They're aging, they have injuries, their contracts, free agencies that are coming around. And they're being held by an offense that is possibly the worst in the league. So as far as their play calling is concerned, they were having issues with penalties, especially Akeem Hicks. He had the most penalties in the NFL, but that still didn't take away from the fact that they are a good defense. I like the defense overall, and I feel like when you have outstanding players like Khalil Mack, Kyle Fuller, Eddie Jackson, Roquan Smith, like you mentioned, it would be a terrible thing to waste on the offense. So I definitely think that the defense can, you know, they can improve. Obviously, they can improve for the most part. They have missed tackles. They have penalties. They do have situations where they're not able to perform the best of their ability. But for the most part, I'm really confident with the defense. The offense just needs to, you know, do their part as well.
Rightfully so, Caroline. You know, football is the ultimate team sport. And in this current NFL, the quarterback is the most important position on the team. It's a quarterback's league. I'm going to kind of bring up some names to give you a blast from the past for a moment in terms of quarterbacks. We have Jim McMahon, Mike Tomczak, Doug Flutie, Jim Harbaugh, Eric Kramer, Shane Matthews, Cade McNown, Jim Miller, Cordell Stewart, Craig Krenzel, Rex Grossman, Kyle Lorton, Jay Cutler, are just some of the quarterbacks that have been the starting – those are just some of the starting quarterbacks for the Chicago Bears. And in comes Nick Foles. 2 years ago, Foles was the darling of the NFL, becoming the MVP of the Super Bowl for the Philadelphia Eagles. I've got to ask you, when you first heard that Nick was coming to Chicago in the trade from Jacksonville to Chicago, what entered your mind as Nick Foles was becoming the quarterback for the Bears?
If you really want me to tell you the truth of what entered my mind when Nick Foles was hired as quarterback, the first thing that ran through my mind is, how come the Chicago Bears haven't hired a black quarterback yet? And I know that race has nothing to do with anything, but if you look at the history of the Chicago Bears quarterbacks, there's not really a black quarterback. The last one was, I believe, a backup quarterback. He started a few times in early 2000s. But as far as having like a main front and center black quarterback, that's something that I've been questioning for myself. How come they didn't get Teddy Bridgewater? How come they weren't looking at Cam Newton? How come they didn't draft Patrick Mahomes? How come they didn't draft Lamar Jackson? It's odd to me how they completely passed up Lamar Jackson. I can understand how they passed up Patrick Mahomes, because that was kind of like a luck of the draw. He ended up being one of the best quarterbacks possibly right now. But in his college years, he wasn't necessarily the golden child of quarterbacks. It was Lamar Jackson. So for them to pass up Lamar Jackson and go straight to Mitchell Trubisky and blow that up and then hire Nick Foles, that's honestly the first thing that ran through my mind. Not saying that I'm not bringing race into anything, but it does strike me as really alarming that I feel like they passed up a lot of potential great black quarterbacks. That's just the only thing that stands out to me the most.
Interesting point right there. And I had, are you familiar with an entertainer named Jason Weaver?
I am not. Who is that?
Okay, well, Jason Weaver is a singer and an actor. He's been in movies such as ATL and also Lottery Ticket. He also played young Michael Jackson in the Jacksons in American Dream. Yeah.
Yes,
the,
I know
miniseries.
Who he is. I didn't know his name, but yes, I have seen him in ATL.
Okay, yeah, he also played on the show called Smart Guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but anyway, Jason is a Chicago native, and everything that you said about black acts, he said the same thing. He had said something similar to what you said, because he said the Bears could have made a run for Patrick Mahomes or even Teddy Bridgewater or Cam Newton. That's one of the things he would like to see, because he is a Bears fan, and he said that they would really need to take a look at the quarterback position and maybe could have made a run for it. But like you said, the Bears, they think otherwise. So nevertheless, Nick Foles currently is the starting quarterback. But you mentioned about Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes. Also, when Mitchell Trubisky was drafted in 2016, Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson was in that same draft class that year. Deshaun Watson. So, I mean, I don't know. Mitchell Trubisky and me and a buddy of mine, we talk about this, and Mitchell Trubisky only had one great year. It was a senior year at the University of North Carolina. But when Mitchell Trubisky was drafted, give me your thoughts on that.
When he was drafted, I was like, what is going on? The reason why I felt that way is because he only had 11 starts at North Carolina, and he did have a great spurt at North Carolina, but he was deemed as the quarterback that the Chicago Bears should draft by a lot of analysts. But it was also Deshaun Watson as well. I don't know why I said Lamar Jackson, because they're so competitive with each other, especially in college. I always get them confused, so, oh my gosh, that was crazy. But, yeah, Deshaun Watson, it was actually a tie between who were the Bears going to go with, Deshaun Watson, or were they going to go with Mitch Trubisky? Like I said, Patrick Mahomes was kind of like an afterthought at that time. Nobody would have predicted that he would be the quarterback that he is today, except for, obviously, the Chiefs. They saw something in him that obviously somebody like Ryan Pace couldn't. But when they drafted him, I thought that it could have been a good draft, but it was kind of premature because of how little he had started in North Carolina. He did, like I said, have a good streak. But he started so many little starts in North Carolina. It just would have been, it would have made more sense to go with Deshaun Watson rather than go with Mitchell Trubisky.
Yeah, rightfully so. But again, sometimes you just don't know with teams and management and how they think. I want to stay with quarterbacks for a moment. I mentioned earlier about some of those starting quarterbacks in the history of the Chicago Bears. We know that the Bears have been known for years for running game and defenses. But what is it about quarterbacks that the Bears have despised so much? The only quarterbacks that I know of recent memory that have really done wonders for the Bears is Jim McMahon and then Rex Grossman and then Kyle Lorden and then Brian Greasy had a couple of good years with the Bears. But what is it with the fascination with the Bears with the running game and a defense that they kind of sidestepped the quarterback position?
To be honest, I don't know what the issue is. Well, actually, I do know what the issue is. The McCaskies were the issue for a really long time. And they could not draft a good quarterback. I don't know what their process was to draft a quarterback or to trade for a quarterback back in the day, but it was the McCaskies. They have been the main issue for the Chicago Bears. Namely, Ted Phillips, the president of the Chicago Bears, has been the primary issue of not being able to get a quarterback that can lead this team to greatness. So I know that their primary focus is defense, and for good reason, because if you cannot put up any points on the board, then you can't win a game. So obviously I like the fact that they're defense focused, and that's essentially why they did a rebuild and hired an outside source to be able to rebuild their team. So I do like the fact that they are more defensive focused and they are offensive focused. But they have always struggled with the quarterback position, and I have to blame upper management for that. There's nobody else that I could possibly blame, because – and that was a primary issue for John Fox. John Fox wanted to draft Deshaun Watson, but apparently somebody behind the scenes – I don't know whether it was Ryan Pace or whether it was Ted Phillips or whoever the case may have been, they stopped Deshaun Watson from getting drafted on the Chicago Bears team, and that led to a huge frustration between John Fox and the organization.
Man, that would have made a world of difference. If Deshaun Watson would have been drafted as the quarterback for the Chicago Bears, that would have made a world of difference. I could see that offense opening up right now. But nevertheless, currently Nick Foles is the starting quarterback for the Bears, and they've got to prepare for a Monday night showdown against the Minnesota Vikings at Soldier Field. So the Vikings, they've been coming on strong lately. Kirk Cousins is coming along strong. He's playing nicely. But Dalvin Cook, OMG. Dalvin Cook has been sensational since returning from a hamstring injury. Just give me your thoughts on how the Bears, we know defensively the Bears are second to none right now, but what do you think their strategy is going to be going up against someone like Dalvin Cook, who's one of the, a hot running back right now?
I feel like they need to have a stronger run defense. Now, as far as their defense is concerned, they have had a their run defense has struggled a little bit. So if they're going to go up against somebody like Dalvin Cook, then they definitely need to work on their run defense tremendously, eliminate penalties, force tackles. I feel like what they also need to do is be able to stop the Vikings from making fourth downs and forcing them to kick or forcing them to punt, because the Vikings do have they're currently having tryouts with two different kickers, and I know that they are making an effort to have depth behind their kickers. So I definitely feel like what the Vikings – or what they need to do to defeat the Vikings is be able to slow down the ball, make sure that they don't get in a position to – put them in a position to kick a field goal, force their special teams to punt. I feel like that could potentially be their strategy for being able to defeat the Vikings this week. Now, like you said, the Vikings are coming out, breaking out of their shell since there was no preseason. So I feel like the – Vikings need to definitely expose the Chicago Bears offense if they want a chance to win. It wouldn't surprise me if the Vikings pulled out the win, though, because the offense is just so bad. Now, historically, in the past few years, the Vikings have lost to the Chicago Bears, but just given how bad the offense is, we'll see what happens.
Let's stay with offense for a moment. Kirk Cousins has played really well as of late, and he's got his other receivers. He's got Adam Thielen, also at the tight end position. Irv Smith Jr. has played nicely, but they've got a rookie wide receiver out of LSU named Justin Jefferson. Well, again, the Bears secondary has been solid this year. What do you think are going to be the keys to victory to stopping Jefferson and the rest of the receiving core for the Vikings?
The best thing that they need to do is they need to, like I said, force them to their run defense is kind of bad, so I would say force them to throw the ball a little bit more, because if they can force them to throw the ball and eliminate them having the running game, that could be a huge potential reason why the Chicago Bears end up winning, is if they're able to stop their run game and force them to throw the ball a whole lot more. And of course, if they throw the ball, I have confidence in the Chicago Bears defense that they'll be able to either create turnovers, whether it's with Eddie Jackson or with Kyle Fuller being able to stop the wide receivers from making catches. But the main focus is to stop their run game. That's the big one. Stop their run game, because the Chicago Bears have a slight issue with their run defense.
I got to ask you this. Will Khalil Mack get to Kirk Cousins on Monday night?
It just depends. I don't necessarily think it would be Khalil Mack, because he's been known to be double or triple team. I think the person who might be able to sack him would be Akeem Hicks. But if they are, if their focus is more on Akeem Hicks to be able to not create sacks, then I definitely feel like they're going to get some sacks because they're just that good. Their defense is able to get sacks. So if it's not going to be Khalil Mack, it's going to be Akeem Hicks.
Let's switch over now to the Bears offense. Again, it's been a bugaboo for a long time now, but Nick Foles is going to be the starter. And the Vikings defense has improved as of recent weeks. Again, this is not the same Viking defense with Xavier Rhodes and Everson Griffin and a host of others, but they have Harrison Smith that is still there as one of their premier defensive backs, and they also have Eric Kendricks as one of their linebackers. But Carolina, I've got to ask you, Nick Foles, I mean, if he needs a big game, this may be the big game because, again, as I said earlier, the Vikings defense is not what it's been in years past. How do the Bears offense get points on the board against a team like the Vikings? Will it fall solely on Nick Foles, or are they going to have to run the ball more? What do you think it's going to take?
I think it's going to take Coach Nagy, to be honest, to be able to make the right play calls to put them in a position to win. There was a rumor that Nick Foles said that his audibles were coming in so late that he knew that when the audibles were called by Coach Nagy, he wouldn't be able to get these plays off in time, and essentially leading him to be not being able to move outside the pocket and get sacked and stopping the ball. So he supposedly, there's tension. They both denied it, but it came out from a credible reporter who made these comments. So I definitely think Coach Nagy, if he does want the Chicago Bears offense to thrive in his system, they need to they need to be able to have better communication with Nick Foles, because obviously Nick Foles won a championship for a reason, right? So there definitely needs to be good communication on both sides, whether it's coaching and players. And also, the issue with the Chicago Bears offense is there's four people from their offensive line who are currently not playing at the moment. So the defense has potential, even though they're struggling, just like the Titans defense kind of is, they still have a potential to shut down the Chicago Bears offense, which is really sad. That will be telling. If Nick Foles can lead the Bears to victory, then that's great. It shows that, you know, they are on their way back up and they have made these necessary changes. But if they lose, it's going to be huge because the Vikings have not have lost to the Bears every single time during the Coach Nagy era. So I definitely feel like there is a huge potential for the Vikings defense to overcome the Chicago Bears offense. So your question was, do I think Nick Foles can lead us to victory? And my thing is they just need better communication with the coach. And that's basically all it boils down to. Oh, and the offensive line needs to protect their quarterback as well. So that's all. That's where I'm at with that.
Well, let's stay with Coach Nagy for a moment. David Montgomery is not expected to play on Monday night because he has a concussion. Who picks up the slack in the running game?
Oh man, I as far as the Chicago Bears running game, I don't know who can pick up the slack. They basically have a non-existent running game. They did say that they are going to have Lamar Miller start essentially. And who knows who Lamar Miller is? We haven't seen him have a burst. He's coming from their practice squad to play against the Minnesota Vikings. Maybe he will have a breakout game, but he tore his ACL last year, and he was a free agent, and he signed with the practice squad, and now the Bears are in a position to use him as their running back for that game. If the Bears do not use their running game like they haven't been the past few seasons, that could be a potential major issue for them.
Coach Nagy definitely has his hands full, and he's definitely going to have his hands full on Monday night. Well, Carolina, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. Just tell everybody what you do 30 a.m., the answer on your show called The Sports Dime.
So basically, I'm on The Sports Dime, and I am the first woman in 10 years to have my own show in San Antonio. And we just basically talk about hot topics, whatever we like to talk about with sports. So anything that's a hot topic, we love to talk about it. So that's basically what we do. We're located in San Antonio, Texas, so we talk a lot of Spurs, Cowboys, Texans, and, of course, we talk about my Bears when we get a chance, too. So the fact that you asked me to be on the show and talk about the Bears, I'm really happy that you invited me on because I hardly get to talk about them. So thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you so much once again for being on the program. And real quickly, you're also a writer for a women's sports website called Sports as Sold by a Girl. What's that all about?
Yes, so we have I forgot to mention that too. I also am a writer for Sports as Sold by a Girl.com. It is basically one of the very few sports, women's sports blogs in the country, and it's basically a collective of women, and we all write news articles in regards to sports. So we definitely have a good, strong team. We work with each other. Our editor, she's amazing. One of the best people I've ever worked with. She's awesome. She helped me get a lot of opportunities. Even though she lives in the northeastern part of the country, she's helped me get a lot of opportunities here in San Antonio. So it's really good to have women around us who support each other and just help each other out and help us become the greatest, help us to our greatest potential. So she's really done a lot for me behind the scenes to help me grow. And I'm really thankful for a blog like Sports as Told by a Girl, because in a sports world where men are essentially, you know, the leaders of sports media, it gives us an opportunity to shine. So I just really love Sports as Told by a Girl. And I'm also, forgot to plug this, I'm also a pro ring announcer for a wrestling company in San Antonio. So I am a pro wrestling ring announcer as well. So I have a really loud voice in case you guys ever want to hear it. Tune in to 9:30 a.m.
Rightfully so, and as the old saying goes, they say jack of all trades, but you're definitely a Jill of all trades. And again, Carolina, thank you so much for being on the program. Real quickly before we let you go, tell everybody where they can find you on social media, and if you have a website, let them know that as well.
Yes, you can find me at @CarolinaTeague_ on Instagram and Twitter. And like I said, you can follow me at @CarolinaTeague_ on Instagram and Twitter. If you guys like what you hear, definitely follow me. I really appreciate you so much for inviting me on the show.
Anytime. You're welcome. And thank you once again for being on the program. You heard it from her. She's Carolina Teague. She loves her Chicago Bears and giving us the insight on what she thought about the game against the Titans and, amongst other things, moving forward along the Monday night game against the Minnesota Vikings. Carolina, thank you so much. And if ever you want to come back on, feel free to let us know.
All righty. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You're welcome. Okay, you too. Thank you. And we'll be back with more right after this.
At Vision for Less, it's just the right price. Two pairs of glasses start under $40 and two pairs of progressives start under $80. Using insurance? We accept over 1,000 plans, and using your benefits is as easy as 1, 2, 3. No insurance? No problem. We've got glasses to fit your budget. It's just the right price. Only at Vision for Less. Right glasses, right price, right now.
Finished a load of laundry, dropped the kids off at daycare, hit the gym for a quick workout, stopped by Mickey D's to grab some breakfast, got to work before my boss did, and it's only 9 a.m. meal.
There's a meal for every morning on the McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu.
Bundle a sausage biscuit, sausage McGriddles, McChicken biscuit, or chicken McGriddles with any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for $2. Prices and participation may vary, cannot be combined with combo meal.
At Vision for Less, it's just the right price. Two pairs of glasses start under $40 and two pairs of progressives start under $80. Using insurance? We accept over 1,000 plans, and using your benefits is as easy as 1, 2, 3. No insurance? No problem. We've got glasses to fit your budget. It's just the right price. Only at Vision for Less. Right glasses, right price, right now.
Finished a load of laundry, dropped the kids off at daycare, hit the gym for a quick workout, stopped by Mickey D's to grab some breakfast, got to work before my boss did, and it's only 9 a.m. meal.
There's a meal for every morning on the McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu.
Bundle a sausage biscuit, sausage McGriddles, McChicken biscuit, or chicken McGriddles with any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for $2. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with combo meal.
How's your driving? Like right now. Are you the one texting, putting makeup on, eating a chicken wrap, merging without a turn signal, or going 50 in the fast lane? Or are you the one watching your blind spot, keeping your hands off the phone, turning smoothly, and going easy on the brakes? Because if you're the last one, you're a perfect candidate to save money. A lot of money. At Root Insurance, we care about you and how you drive. While other insurers put more weight on your age, zip code, education, and job, we know the most important factor in determining someone's risk on the road is how they actually drive. Sound simple? That's because it is. Here's how it works. Root uses the technology in your smartphone to give you a rate based primarily on how you actually drive, which means good drivers could save hundreds. So if you're a good driver, Root is for you, because we're all about you and how you drive. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details.
The finished a load of laundry, dropped the kids off at daycare, hit the gym for a quick workout, stopped by Mickey D's to grab some breakfast, got to work before my boss did, and it's only 9 a.m. meal.
There's a meal for every morning on the McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu. Bundle a sausage biscuit, sausage McGriddles, McChicken biscuit, or chicken McGriddles with any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for $2. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with combo meal.
We're all different, and that means we each drive differently. That's why Root Insurance is all about you, your braking, your turning, how much you drive, or how little. Everything you're doing behind the wheel to make the road a safer place for all of us. Root focuses on what really matters, your driving. In fact, that's the number one factor we use to give you a better price. You, that's what matters. Download the Root app today. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details.
Order! Continue, Ms. Garner.
With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase, every day.
Objection! My credit card doesn't earn double miles on every purchase.
I object to your objection. With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase.
Order!
And right now, earn 100,000 bonus miles when you spend $20,000 in your first year.
I'll allow it.
No further questions, Your Honor. Well, just one. What's in your wallet?
Limited time offer. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Order! Continue, Ms. Garner.
With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase, every day.
Objection! My credit card doesn't earn double miles on every purchase.
I object to your objection. With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase.
Order!
And right now, earn 100,000 bonus miles when you spend $20,000 in your first year.
I'll allow it.
No further questions, Your Honor. Well, just one. What's in your wallet?
Limited time offer. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
At Vision for Less, it's just the right price. Two pairs of glasses start under $40 and two pairs of progressives start under $80. Using insurance? We accept over 1,000 plans, and using your benefits is as easy as 1, 2, 3. No insurance? No problem. We've got glasses to fit your budget. It's just the right price. Only at Vision for Less. Right glasses, right price, right now.
What if your driving was the main factor that determined your car insurance rate? Not where you live or what you look like, not whether you got a degree or not, or what you do for a living, just your driving. Well, we thought it was time to do just that, which is why we built Root Insurance, the first insurance company that bases rates primarily on how you drive, not who you are. Unlike other traditional car insurance companies who rely solely on demographics, Root uses the technology in your smartphone to give you a rate based primarily on how you actually drive, which means good drivers could save hundreds. We care about the things that matter most when it comes to evaluating good drivers: braking, turning, what time of day you drive, and whether you're distracted or not. Here's how it works. Just download the Root app, get on the road. We'll learn your driving behaviors for a few weeks, and then give you a quote based primarily on your driving. That's it. Root, we're all about you and how you drive. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details.
Get your closet and home ready for cooler temps at Macy's Veterans Day Sale with great deals on winter boots, coats, sweaters, and more. Take 25 to 50% off looks for the little ones during our Kids and Baby Sale. And update your home with our lowest prices of the season on select furniture, mattresses, and rugs, 20 to 65% off. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn even faster during Star Money Bonus Days. Going on now. Info at Macy's.com/StarMoney. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
At Vision for Less, it's just the right price. Two pairs of glasses start under $40 and two pairs of progressives start under $80. Using insurance? We accept over 1,000 plans and using your benefits is as easy as 1, 2, 3. No insurance? No problem. We've got glasses to fit your budget. It's just the right price. Only at Vision for Less. Right glasses, right price, right now.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, I'd like to send this big special thank you to Carolina Teague, who is the host, the co-host of a program called The Sports Dime, which airs Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. on KLUP AM 930, The Answer, in San Antonio, Texas. She's a Chicago native, and she loves her Chicago Bears. A big special thank you to her for being on the program. All right, let's get right to it, to our most important games for Week 10 in the NFL. Tonight's game. We've got a good one in the AFC South between the Indianapolis Colts and the Tennessee Titans. The Colts had a tough loss losing to more Ravens. Phillip Rivers did not play his best game. The running game committed a lot of turnovers, and Lamar Jackson and the rest of the crew for Baltimore, they ran roughshod on the Colts, and they were able to beat them 24-10. As for the Tennessee Titans, the Titans were able to hang with the Chicago Bears, and they were able to get the lead and hold on to it and to beat Chicago 24-17. So now this sets the stage for a pivotal AFC South showdown in Music City, USA, in Nashville. And I've got to tell you, the Colts and the Titans, this is going to be a great game. The Colts have got Phillip Rivers going up against Tennessee Titans running back Ryan Tannehill. And also featured in this game is Titans running back Derrick Henry, who most likely will win the league's rushing title this year unless Dallas's Ezekiel Elliott has something to say about this. But this is a must-win for Indianapolis. They're coming off of a tough loss to Baltimore, and I know they have a short turnaround, only a few days, but tonight in Nashville, they've got an opportunity to turn it around and get things fixed in a hurry. One positive note for Tennessee is that they're going to be playing at home, which is always good news in front of a worldwide television audience on Thursday Night Football. So tonight's game is going to be intriguing between the Colts and the Titans. We go from a division game to another division game in the NFC South, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Carolina Panthers. Let's start off with Carolina for a moment. Losing a tough game at one of the toughest places to play in the National Football League in Kansas City at Arrowhead Stadium. The Panthers had it, but Patrick Mahomes and the rest of the crew, they were able to hold on and get the victory. However, Carolina not only losing a tough game to a tough team, but they lost one of the toughest and one of the rising stars in the NFL, running back Christian McCaffrey. The word is out now. Information a lot from a lot of media outlets is that McCaffrey will not be playing in this game against Tampa Bay, and that is huge because now Teddy Bridgewater is going to have to carry a lot of the load for the Panthers offense. And speaking of carrying the load, Tampa Bay got carried on Sunday night. They were misused, abused, and dismantled by their division rival, the New Orleans Saints. Tom Brady had no answers. The offensive line had no answers. Tampa Bay's defense, currently in the top 10 in the league, had no answers. They just were looking for clues, and another clue they're going to be looking for is trying to get a victory against another division rival, against the Carolina Panthers. I expect Brady, Gronk, and Antonio Brown to get some continuity going, to get a flow going in this game. They're going to perform much better in this game. I know Carolina, they're under a lot of duress, a lot of stress with Christian McCaffrey not playing in this game due to a shoulder injury. Should be a fun game in Charlotte between the Bucks and the Panthers. We have another divisional game between the Philadelphia Eagles and the New York Giants. The Giants coming off of a close win over the Washington football team. Daniel Jones played pretty well. The Giants did their thing defensively. The Giants, their running game has looked solid since the addition of Devontae Freeman and also with the addition of Wayne Gallman. But they're going up against a team that's currently in first place in the NFC East, and that's the Philadelphia Eagles. Which Carson Wentz are we going to get this week? Are we going to get good Carson or are we going to get bad Carson? We don't know. What we do know is that when Carson Wentz is on fire, there's a wide receiver that has played well so far, and that's Travis Fulgham. Fulgham has looked nicely. Also, you can add Greg Ward Jr. to the mix. They're running the ball well with Boston Scott and also with Miles Sanders. So the Eagles and Giants, always a fun game. Of course, they're separated by I-95, the New Jersey Turnpike, so it's always a fun game between Philly and New York. This next game that we're going to preview is I can't say it's the future of the NFL. Future is now between the Buffalo Bills and the Arizona Cardinals. Josh Allen going up against Kyler Murray. Buffalo is in first place in the AFC East, and they looked fantastic beating the Seattle Seahawks. Josh Allen is playing well only in his third year in the league. He's looking outstanding. Buffalo's running the ball well. They got Devin Singletary, who's a great versatile back. They've got great receivers. Of course, Stephon Diggs was the steal of this 2020 offseason. And then you've got Cole Beasley and John Brown playing nicely. And defensively, they look well with the likes of Ed Oliver. So Buffalo is clicking on all cylinders right now, and they have to go to the desert and go up against a quarterback that has just made defenses miss with his incredible athletic ability, and that's Kyler Murray. The Cardinals have Kyler Murray. They've got Chase Edmonds running the ball really well. They've got Christian Kirk. They've also got DeAndre Hopkins. And who could forget about the cagey veteran Larry Fitzgerald? Defensively, Arizona's been pretty consistent this year. Patrick Peterson, Buda Baker, and just a host of others that have supplied that Cardinal defense. So Bills and Cardinals is going to be a fun game, an exciting game out in the desert. Can't wait for that one. The next game that we're going to preview, one of the most important games for Week 10, is the Denver Broncos going up against Las Vegas Raiders. And we have another divisional showdown in the AFC West. Let's start off with the Raiders for a moment. The Las Vegas Raiders pulled off a close win over another division rival in the Los Angeles Chargers. They beat them 31-26. Derek Carr's played nicely. They're running the ball well with Josh Jacobs. So Las Vegas, they're on some type of streak right now. They're trying to get it together, and they have a home game against the Denver Broncos. Drew Locke still trying to prove to John Elway and the rest of the Broncos organization that he's still worth that he's worthy of being the quarterback for years to come in Denver. Meanwhile, at the running back position, Philip Lindsay returned, and now him and Melvin Gordon are going to be splitting the carries. So with the Broncos, they lost a tough one to the Atlanta Falcons. So we're going to see Gordon and Lindsay split time in the running department. As far as passing game is concerned, they got some quality receivers with K.J. Hamler. And also there's Tim Patrick, Cortland Sutton. So, and, of course, the tight end that they have is Noah Fant. This has always been an exciting rivalry for years between the Broncos and the Raiders. It should be a fun one. And what's always a fun one has been the longtime rivalry between the San Francisco 49ers and the New Orleans Saints. The 49ers, we know, are decimated at all of their key positions. Quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo is injured. Nick Bosa, Solomon Thomas, done for the year. So many injuries at so many key positions. San Francisco was embarrassed last Thursday night against the Green Bay Packers. Now they have to travel to one of the toughest places in the NFL with the New Orleans Saints. While San Francisco is riding a low right now, the Saints are riding a major high right now after pulling off that Sunday night beatdown last weekend over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I mean, they clicked on all cylinders offensively. Drew Brees was outstanding. Alvin Kamara played well. Defensively, they look great. Cam Jordan, David Onyemata, also Marcus Davenport, Demario Davis, and Quan Alexander is expected to be in a Saint uniform for this game, which should be interesting. the 49ers, we hear that Richard Sherman is coming off of injured reserve. I don't know how much of a difference that's going to make, but nevertheless, the 49ers and the Saints in New Orleans, been an exciting rivalry for years. I expect this to be an exciting game. Sunday night, we've got Lamar Jackson going up against Cam Newton. Two former league MVPs going head-to-head as the Baltimore Ravens battle the New England Patriots. I want to start off with Baltimore for a moment. Baltimore put off a good win over the Indianapolis Colts last weekend. Of course, we know about Lamar Jackson and his great ability, but the running game's been outstanding with Mark Ingram, Gus Edwards, and J.K. Dobbins. And Baltimore's defense is looking like the Baltimore defense of old, what Baltimore has really been known for, running game and defense. And they're going to have to continue that as they head to Foxborough to take on the New England Patriots. Cam Newton, I tell you one thing, if the Patriots had lost to the Jets, it would have been trouble, and Cam Newton's job would have been on the line. Because honestly, and this is just me talking, if the Patriots had lost to the Jets, I don't think Cam Newton would have been the starting quarterback for this game. That's just me. But nevertheless, he saved his job, and he was able to make plays in the closing moments of that game. Nick Folk kicked the game-winning field goal, and the Patriots were able to win. So now they've got a tough test, and New England is still in the thick of things. If they can't win the AFC East, somehow something strange happens to Buffalo, New England has a chance to get it done, whether winning the AFC East or possibly getting a playoff spot. So Ravens and Patriots, fun game on Sunday night. And Monday night, we've got the Minnesota Vikings going up against the Chicago Bears in another division game, divisional rivalry game in the NFC North. The Bears still looking for offense. Defensively, they're there, but they still have no clues offensively. David Montgomery, the running back, will not be playing Monday night due to a concussion. As for while Chicago continues to be on this downward spiral, the Minnesota Vikings have been playing some great ball as of late. Dalvin Cook, oh, man, it looked like he's worth every penny of that new contract extension he got during the offseason, rushing for over 200 yards in last week's win over the Detroit Lions. So they've got Dalvin Cook on a hot streak. Kirk Cousins is playing nice right now. Defensively, the Vikings are in a great place right now, but they have to go to Soldier Field. It's one of the toughest places to play in the National Football League. So Vikings and Bears Monday night should be an exciting game. I can't wait for that one. All right, when we come back from the break, I'll have my game of the week. I'm Ed Robinson. Thank you so much for joining me, and you're listening to the NFL Wrap-Up.
Continue, Ms. Garner.
With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase, every day.
Objection! My credit card doesn't earn double miles on every purchase.
I object to your objection. With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase.
Order.
And right now, earn 100,000 bonus miles when you spend $20,000 in your first year.
I'll allow it.
No further questions, Your Honor. Well, just one. What's in your wallet?
Limited time offer. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Order! Continue, Ms. Garner.
With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase, every day.
Objection! My credit card doesn't earn double miles on every purchase.
I object to your objection. With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase.
Order!
And right now, earn 100,000 bonus miles when you spend $20,000 in your first year.
I'll allow it.
No further questions, Your Honor. Well, just one. What's in your wallet?
Limited time offer. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
This is your butt. There are many things you can do with your butt. Your butt can make you a winner. You can use your butt to salvage. If you insist on sitting, at least take your butt around the block. At night, your butt can get you moving.
My butt.
Whatever you do with your butt, get off it.
Order! Continue, Ms. Garner.
With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day.
Objection! My credit card doesn't earn double miles on every purchase.
I object to your objection. With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase.
Order.
And right now, earn 100,000 bonus miles when you spend $20,000 in your first year.
I'll allow it.
No further questions, Your Honor. Well, just one. What's in your wallet?
Limited time offer. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
The earthquakes you see in movies are one thing, but real life is a completely different animal. Just because you can't predict an earthquake doesn't mean that you can't prepare for one. In the event of a real earthquake, you should drop, cover, and hold on. Visit ready.gov/earthquake and practice what to do to keep you and your family safe in the event of a real earthquake, and you'll be seen as a hero by your family and your loved ones.
When the earth shakes, the ground moves, and things start to fall, you'll ask yourself, how prepared or unprepared are you? Have you removed objects?
Order! Continue, Ms. Garner.
With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day.
Objection! My credit card doesn't earn double miles on every purchase.
I object to your objection. With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase.
Order.
And right now, earn 100,000 bonus miles when you spend $20,000 in your first year.
I'll allow it.
No further questions, Your Honor. Well, just one. What's in your wallet?
Limited time offer. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Introducing Peacock, the new free streaming service from NBC Universal. It's hit movies, current shows, live sports, trending bits, and timeless hits. And that's why you can't not watch. Peacock, watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at peacocktv.com. Law & Order SVU streaming now.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. All right, now it's time for my game of the week. My game of the week is going to be the Buffalo Bills going up against the Arizona Cardinals. Two rising stars in the NFL, Josh Allen and Kyler Murray. Let's start off with Buffalo for a moment. Buffalo has played great really since last year. Buffalo took the league by storm last year, making the wild card game, becoming a playoff team, but unfortunately losing in the wild card game to the Houston Texans. But it was the sign of promise, the promise of probably Josh Allen right now, probably the best quarterback that Buffalo has seen since the Jim Kelly era, an offense that has been so potent since the Jim Kelly era, not to mention Thurman Thomas, Andre Reed, Steve Tasker, Pete Metzelaars, and a host of others. I can't forget about James Lofton in that Bills offense. And now it's 2020, and Josh Allen has looked fabulous with the likes of Devin Singletary, Cole Beasley, John Brown, also Stephon Diggs. Can't forget about Isaiah McKenzie. You got Dawson Knox at the tight end position. And then the pass protection has been solid for Buffalo. And defensively, they're playing very, very well. Of course, with Ed Oliver and Trent Murphy and Jerry Hughes, they have played some great ball right now. At the defensive back position, you've got Tre'Davious White, Micah Hyde, also Josh Norman is there. And in the linebacker position, you've got A.J. Klein. So Buffalo is starting to get back on track. Buffalo is looking really good right now, and Buffalo looks like they're on a crash course to win the AFC East, but they got to go up against a team that is emerging, and that is the Arizona Cardinals. Kyler Murray, oh my gosh. Kyler Murray, watching him is like, well, there was a video game back in the day, I'm showing my age a little bit, there was a video game called Sonic the Hedgehog, and Sonic was fast, and he would roll, and he would fast, he would bounce from here to there and everywhere. Well, that's what Kyler Murray is like. It's like watching a video game. I mean, the guy, he's phenomenal with his athletic ability, he's got a rocket arm, and he can create so many plays, and he fits well with that scheme that is being coached by Cliff Kingsbury in Arizona. So Arizona, not just with Kyler Murray, but offensively, there's Kenyon Drake, Chase Edmonds, Larry Fitzgerald, DeAndre Hopkins. Also, you got Christian Kirk and there's Andy Isabella. Offensively, Arizona, from an offensive line standpoint, they protect Kyler pretty well. Defensively, they've really made strides this year with the rookie Isaiah Simmons, and of course you've got Buda Baker, who's quite possibly the best safety in the league, and then you got Patrick Peterson. So Arizona, they've got a lot going on with their team. So this is going to be a great game out in the desert between Buffalo and Arizona. Josh Allen, Kyler Murray, the future is now, and we're going to get a treat, not just offensively, but we're going to get a treat, I believe, on both sides of the ball, defensively, and I wouldn't be surprised if we see something magical happen on special teams. Should be a fun game. The Buffalo Bills versus the Arizona Cardinals, my game of the week. Coming up after the break, I'll wrap up this week's show and give you my winners of the most important games from Week 10 in the NFL. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to the NFL Wrap-Up.
Introducing Peacock, the new free streaming service from NBC Universal. It's hit movies, current shows, live sports, trending bits, and timeless hits. And that's why you can't not watch. Peacock, watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at peacocktv.com. Law and Order SVU streaming now.
They said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergens.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
Need an extra hand with dinner? Just ask your connected home device to fill your pasta pot, and Delta Faucet Voice IQ technology will fill it with the perfect amount of water. Visit deltafaucet.com/voiceiq to discover more.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Before I wrap up the show, I want to give you my picks for the most important games in Week 10 in the NFL. Tonight's game, Thursday Night Football, I think should be a great one between the Indianapolis Colts and the Tennessee Titans. I like Tennessee to beat Indianapolis. Great NFC South showdown between the Buccaneers and the Panthers. Tampa Bay will bounce back and win that game. Great rivalry game between the Philadelphia Eagles and the New York Giants. I like the Eagles to beat the Giants. My game of the week, Buffalo and Arizona. I like the Bills to beat the Cardinals. Also, I've got a good game, another rivalry game between the Denver Broncos and the Las Vegas Raiders. I like the Raiders to beat the Broncos. It's going to be a fantastic game between the San Francisco 49ers and the New Orleans Saints. I like the Saints to win by a touchdown in that game. Sunday Night Football going to be a tight one defensively. I like the Baltimore Ravens to beat the New England Patriots. And on Monday night, I've got the Minnesota Vikings beating the Chicago Bears in a close, tight game at Soldier Field in the Windy City of Chicago. All right, that's going to do it for this week's edition of the NFL Wrap-Up. Once again, a big special thank you to Carolina Teague. She's the co-host of a program called The Sports Dime, which airs Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. on KLUP AM 930, The Answer in San Antonio, Texas. Check her out, and also check her out with her ring announcing of duties with River City Wrestling, and also the sports blog that she writes for dedicated to women's sports. Thank you to her, and thank you to the listeners out there. I'm Ed Robinson. Thank you so much, and I'll talk to you again next week right here for another exciting edition of the NFL Wrap-Up. So long, everyone.
Order. Continue, Ms. Garner.
With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase, every day.
Objection! My credit card doesn't earn double miles on every purchase.
I object to your objection. With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase.
Order.
And right now, earn 100,000 bonus miles when you spend $20,000 in your first year.
I'll allow it.
No further questions, Your Honor. Well, just one. What's in your wallet?
Limited time offer. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Order! Continue, Ms. Garner.
With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase, every day.
Objection! My credit card doesn't earn double miles on every purchase.
I object to your objection. With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase.
Order!
And right now, earn 100,000 bonus miles when you spend $20,000 in your first year.
I'll allow it.
No further questions, Your Honor. Well, just one. What's in your wallet?
Limited time offer. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.